When federal authorities recently lowered the national threat level from orange to yellow, some local and state officials must have breathed a sigh of relief. Operating at heightened security is expensive, especially in a big state like California, where a multi-billion dollar budget deficit. So some Californians are now demanding the federal government reimburse them for more of the costs and more quickly. Alex Cohen of member station KQED has this report.
Los Angeles International Airport, Disneyland, the Staples Center, Universal Studios. Los Angeles is home to 650 high target areas where security must be ramped up whenever the national threat level is raised. But greater security means greater costs. Some estimates put the statewide bill for the most recent alert over the holidays at a whopping $8.6 million. Tom Marshall of the California Highway Patrol says each of the five times the national threat level has been raised, his agency has had to pay more for officer overtime and other costs across the state.
It varies each time, but in general, for budget purposes, we are looking at about $428,000 per day.
During this most recent threat, costs were somewhat mitigated since Highway Patrol officers were already working longer hours as part of a holiday campaign against drunk driving. Even so, Marshall says, federal grant money the CHP has received from the Department of Homeland Security hasn't nearly covered the additional costs.
My problem is the feds are stiffing local government when it comes to reimbursement.
Jack Weiss is a member of L.A. City Council.
Because the dollars that we spend on police overtime and other activities come straight out of our city's bottom line. And we might get reimbursed one day from some grant that the Department of Homeland Security maintains, but it won't be dollar for dollar. It won't be immediate. It gives me a low level of confidence that in the future they're going to cover these important costs.
During terror alerts, L.A. spends between $1 and $2 million a week, mostly in overtime costs at the police department, the Department of Water and Power, the city's port, and Los Angeles International Airport. Weiss says that's a lot of money to spend, especially when local governments in California are already facing deep cuts. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge paid a visit to L.A. last week, hoping to placate those worried about the high costs of security. He announced that California is eligible to receive $700 million in reimbursements. But he added, despite the state's eligibility, that money won't be coming immediately. They need to devise a comprehensive plan for the nation first.
You need to understand, we're trying to get mayors across the country to understand, you don't build national infrastructure to protect, whether it's California, Pennsylvania, or anyplace else, by just dealing on an ad hoc basis, one city at a time.
Los Angeles has received some reimbursement from the Department of Homeland Security, but local officials say it's been too little, too late. And, they add, the need to respond to terror threats not only depletes their funds, it also pulls human resources away from other critical jobs. At a conference on gang violence held last week in Los Angeles, Police Chief William Bratton said with so much focus on potential threats from outside the country, the U.S. may be overlooking some of the very real threats from within.
We need to be concerned with international terrorism. That certainly remains a priority of this department and the FBI. But we also have to be concerned with what's taking so many young lives, damaging race relations in this country, and undermining the viability and economic comeback of many of our cities.
Local officials across the country agree with Bratton that the fight against terrorism is a top priority, despite the cost. But, says L.A. City Councilman Jack Weiss, part of maintaining security is sharing the fiscal responsibility for it.
I have every expectation that my colleagues in New York, Miami, Chicago, Denver and San Francisco are feeling the same pain that I'm feeling. Lots of promises, lots of talk, but when it comes to protecting our cities, this administration's policy is you're on your own.
Weiss says he predicts that unless more federal funding starts reaching city governments, urban politicians may be less eager to jump at the next call to tighten security. And that could lead to vulnerability this country can ill afford. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.